Philippines SEC says its RWA tokenization framework is ready. The Philippines is no longer just studying tokenization. SEC Commissioner Rogelio Quevedo said the regulator's framework for tokenized real-world assets is ready, according to remarks shared by CoinBureau on June 21, 2026. The comment marks one of Southeast Asia's largest crypto markets shifting from consultation to a defined rulebook for putting bonds, funds, and other assets on-chain. The announcement is short on published details so far, and the regulator has not yet posted the full text. But the signal itself matters. A national securities regulator stating that its tokenization rules exist and are ready to apply is a different thing from the exploring and studying language that has dominated emerging market crypto policy for years. Manila moves from study to a rule book. The Securities and Exchange Commission has spent the past several years tightening oversight of crypto in the Philippines, from registration requirements for service providers to repeated warnings about unlicensed platforms. A tokenization framework is the constructive side of that work. Rather than telling firms what they cannot do, it sets the terms under which a tokenized real-world asset can be issued, distributed, and traded inside the regulated perimeter. For issuers, the practical question is classification. A tokenized treasury bill, a fund share, or a property-backed instrument has to be slotted into existing securities categories, with rules on who can sell it, who can hold it, and what disclosures attach. The detail SpendNode will be watching is how the SEC defines a tokenized security versus a payment or utility token, because that line decides which licenses an issuer needs and which investors can buy in. There is also the custody and settlement layer. Tokenized assets only deliver their promised efficiency if the on-chain record is treated as authoritative, not as a mirror of a paper ledger that still governs in a dispute. Frameworks that get this wrong leave issuers running two systems at once, which removes most of the cost savings tokenization is supposed to bring. A regional race for tokenized assets. The Philippines is entering a contest that is already crowded. Singapore, Hong Kong, and the United Arab Emirates have each built tokenization sandboxes or live regimes, and the global pipeline keeps growing. The XRP ledger recently led real-world asset activity with about $1.9 billion in net inflows, and Moody's has started attaching on-chain credit ratings to tokenized bonds on Solana. The infrastructure for issuing and rating tokenized assets is maturing faster than most national rulebooks. For a market the size of the Philippines, the appeal is specific. The country runs one of the world's largest remittance corridors, and it has a young, mobile-first population that already uses digital wallets at scale. Tokenized money market funds or government instruments that can be bought in small denominations, settled quickly, and held in a self-custody wallet fit that profile better than traditional brokerage accounts. A clear framework is what lets domestic banks and fintechs offer those products without legal guesswork. The risk runs the other way too. A framework written mainly to protect incumbents, or one that piles licensing costs onto small issuers, can freeze the market it was meant to open. The same tension is playing out in stablecoin policy elsewhere, where new rules are pushing issuers toward bank-like supervision and squeezing smaller players. The text of the Philippine rules, once published, will show which way Manila has leaned. The link to wallets and spending tokenization sits upstream of the parts of crypto most users touch directly. Before anyone spends from a balance, that balance has to be something they can legally acquire and hold. A national RWA framework expands the menu of assets a Filipino user can keep on-chain, from stablecoins to tokenized funds, and it shapes which of those can sit behind a card or payment app. That second-order effect is worth tracking for anyone comparing crypto cards available in the Philippines. If tokenized yield-bearing instruments become a sanctioned, widely held asset class locally, the gap between savings and spending balances narrows. Funds parked in a tokenized treasury could, in time, be the same funds routed to a card at the point of sale. None of that is live yet, and the SEC has not addressed payments. But the framework is the foundation that any of it would have to be built on. For now, the concrete fact is the one Quevedo stated. The rules exist, and the regulator says they are ready. The full document, the asset classes it covers, and the license tiers it creates are the details that will determine whether the Philippines becomes a genuine tokenization hub or just another jurisdiction with rules on paper.